Happy Monday, I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. The Cayman Islands Customs and Border Control has confirmed that 10 migrants arrived in Little Cayman late on Saturday night. Officials say the group of adult men reached the island by boat around 11 p.m., landing in the North Coast Road area. CBC officers, supported by partner agencies, responded under what they called established security and operational procedures. CBC says the men were secured without incident and are now being processed in accordance with Cayman Islands law and the country's international obligations. The Minister for District Administration and Home Affairs, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta.
The Cayman Islands government takes the security of our borders extremely seriously. I want to reassure the public that this incident was handled promptly and professionally by the CBC, working closely with partner agencies. Our systems remain active and effective, and we continue to closely monitor the regional developments while ensuring that all actions taken are lawful, measured, and consistent with our international obligations. There is no cause for public concern, and we will continue to keep the community informed through official channels.
Anyone with information about illegal migration is encouraged to contact the CBC hotline at 1-800-534-2546, call 911, or report to the nearest police station. The Ministry of Planning, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure has issued a request for proposals for specialist consultancy support to help design and implement a new integrated traffic management and enforcement system for the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has this report.
The RFP was released on behalf of the National Road Safety Committee and is now available on the government's Bonfire Procurement Portal. The ministry is seeking a consultancy support team to develop the technical, legal, and operational framework for a modern, technology-enabled traffic management and enforcement system. The project includes phased automated enforcement for speeding and other traffic offenses, along with wider traffic management functions. This initiative forms part of the National Road Safety Strategy 2023 through 2038, which aims to reduce deaths and serious injuries on Cayman's roads and advance the government's Road to Zero vision. Chief Officer Eric Bush, who also chairs the National Road Safety Committee, said the RFP represents a major step toward modernizing how the Cayman Islands manages road safety and compliance. He said the goal is to build a safer and more accountable road network, and he emphasized that the RFP is not about immediately installing cameras, but about securing expert guidance to design the right system with strong guidance and clear legal frameworks. He added that the focus is on reducing serious collisions rather than generating revenue. The consultancy support team will work with multiple agencies, including the National Roads Authority, the Cayman Islands Police Service, the Department of Vehicle and Driver's Licensing, the courts, and the National CCTV Program. Their responsibilities will include developing system design and standards, supporting the business case and procurement process, and preparing tender-ready materials for future phases. Mr. Bush said the aim is to ensure that any automated enforcement and traffic management system introduced in Cayman is fair, transparent, and driven by data. He noted that the RFP is the first step in determining how and where technology should be deployed to improve safety and compliance. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. Full details, including the scope and submission deadlines, are available on the government's Bonfire Procurement Portal. The Department of Agriculture rolls out a new service on Grand Cayman. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
The new agricultural delivery service officially began on January 27th, and it aims to make bulk farm supplies more accessible and affordable. The service operates twice a week from the DOA warehouse in Lore Valley, Tuesdays for deliveries to West Bay and Thursdays to East End, with designated drop-off points across the districts. A $25 flat fee applies for each delivery, which must be ordered and paid for at least one day in advance. Agriculture Minister the Honorable Jay Ebanks says the initiative shows government's ongoing commitment to strengthening local food production and building a more resilient agriculture sector. Department Director Wilbur Welcome says the service will boost efficiency and customer service at the commercial center. Farmers and market operators can contact the Department of Agriculture directly for more information. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. World Wetland Day is being marked today, with this year's theme highlighting the link between wetlands and cultural heritage. In Cayman, environmental experts say the day is especially meaningful because wetlands play a vital role in protecting the country. The central mangrove wetlands in Grand Cayman absorbs floodwaters, filter pollution, store carbon, and support local wildlife. Specialists describe the area as critical national infrastructure, warning that its services would be extremely costly or impossible to replace. Despite this, they say wetlands face pressure from development and land clearing. Protected areas such as the Barkers Peninsula shows the benefit of conservation, supporting small businesses, attracting visitors, and protecting the coastline. On the eastern side of the island, the Colliers Wetlands provide essential habitat for migratory birds and link Cayman to global ecological networks. The discussion also ties into climate policy. Last year, the government made its request to the UK to extend the Paris Agreement to the islands. Environmental advocates say wetlands are central to climate adaptation and mitigation, and that damaging them undermines resilience. Experts warn that wetlands often disappear quickly, and their loss is only felt when flooding worsens or ecosystems decline. They say World Wetlands Day is a reminder that protecting these areas is a choice, one that supports Cayman's safety, economy, and cultural identity. In other local news, teachers, administrators, and other support staff spent Friday afternoon in working groups discussing pathways towards a more responsive and forward-looking education system at the National Education Conference. Acting Deputy Chief Officer in the Ministry of Education, Mr. Elroy Bryan.
These discussions are essential. The perspectives shared here will help inform policies and programs that move beyond intention and deliver real, measurable impact, ensuring equity, strengthening outcomes, and enabling every student to succeed.
Minister for Education, the Honorable Ralston Anglin, spoke to this year's theme, Innovation, Inclusion, and Impact, stressing that his administration is committed to making sure teachers are able to harness technology to their advantage.
Technology in and of itself is not going to deliver the results. It is you, all of you, interfacing with all of your students that will deliver the results that we need.
He added that the government has a policy priority around inclusion that is having meaningful impact on students' lives. You can find the full National Education Conference on the CIG TV YouTube channel. Sticking with education, Cayman Prep and High School hangs on to its good rating following an interim visit from school inspectors. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The interim audit summary highlights solid performance in teaching, learning, curriculum, assessment, and community connections. Inspectors with the Office of Education Standards encouraged Cayman Prep and High School leaders to enhance teaching quality in the few satisfactory lessons and to develop post-16 curriculum options, continue to focus on strategies for all students, especially those with special education needs, is, quote, essential for maximum progress. Cayman Prep and High School is also encouraged to ensure effective self-evaluation and maintain positive relationships with parents. Since 2019, Cayman Prep and High School has achieved 4 consecutive good ratings, currently educating more than 1,000 students between the ages of 4 and 19. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can find the full report on oes.gov.ky. Local students can take advantage of the new KPMG scholarship. Speaking on Radio Cayman's The Buzz, KPMG's Nico Whitaker said $50,000 a year is up for grabs, funded by Michael Austin, the company's first employee in Grand Cayman back in 1966.
After his stint at KPMG, he actually continued within the financial service industry and took various boards and just kind of continued bolstering the financial services industry in Cayman.
Deanne Blackman says they are looking for a student who's committed to serving their community and demonstrates leadership qualities.
someone who is very committed to serving their community, whether that's in school or in other extracurricular activities, a student who has demonstrated leadership qualities in various roles. And again, it's not just limited to the school. There's lots of opportunities to get involved in the community these days for students. So we're looking for someone who shares those values that Mr. Austin also portrays.
Again, the website is kpmg.ky. Finally, for the third year running, a nurse from the Health Services Authority is recognized with the Ruth E. McLaughlin Alumni Excellence Award. Christina Blair.
Receiving this award is a deeply meaningful honor that reflects the grace of God and the unwavering support of my leaders, managers, and colleagues. Professionally, it strengthens my commitment to excellence and reaffirms my dedication to serving my community with respect, integrity, and compassion.
Christina's journey at the HSA began in 2019 when she entered the Transition to Practice program, a 12-month HSA initiative aimed to bridge the gap between academic studies and real-world clinical practice. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.